Testament lesson this morning comes to us from the fifth chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. It is, of course, the fifth commandment. Honor your father and mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. In the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts, be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may go well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. So begins the second table of the law, the fifth commandment. Now, in Reformed churches, the Ten Commandments tend to be divided. The first table, that's the commandments that have been directed towards God, 1 to 4. And then the second table, 5 to 10. So it looks like 4 and 6 when you see them on the wall. And they're divided that way because of the two great commandments. Right? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. So we're being taught today at the start what it means to love your neighbor. Honor thy father and thy mother. This commandment is the second of two positive commandments. We all know what Moses means when he says, thou shalt not kill. What quite does it mean to remember the Sabbath day? What does it mean to honor thy father and thy mother? Second of two positive commandments. As the fourth commandment directed us towards the Sabbath day and to remembering and observing, so now the Lord shifts our attention from our duties to Him, and points us very directly to our duties to our neighbors. Now, learning how to love our neighbors as ourselves begins here with this commandment. For you see, our first human community is with our parents, people upon whom we are utterly dependent, totally dependent for existence. On whom we are dependent for so much good, for so much, for good or for ill. And it's in precisely in that relationship, our first relationship, that we begin to discover what it means to love our neighbor. This is also the only commandment with a promise attached. In Exodus, the promise is simply long life. In Deuteronomy, as Moses and the people were on the edge of the promised land, the Lord points out the fact that keeping this commandment will mean that things go well for them. Immediately then, we should notice something about this commandment. The fifth commandment assumes the first four. The fifth commandment assumes the first four. The second commandment, very explicitly, you'll recall, pointed out that there is a very heavy curse for idol worship, and pointed out the way that the iniquity of the fathers visits itself on the sons. Likewise, the Sabbath commandment was explicit about the rest to be provided for children and for servants. Everything that we have learned thus far is important for understanding the place and the shape of the fifth commandment in our lives. Which brings me to the important thing that I need you all to remember this morning. That this is the take-home bit, the important part. Our parents are never honored by the repetition of sinful patterns. We do not honor our parents by repeating sinful patterns. Too often, in my experience at least, the commandment to honor very quickly degenerates simply into obey. Now, these are two very different concepts, and they're very different in Hebrew as well. The word honor here grows from the Hebrew word picture for heaviness, for weight, or for glory. In the fifth commandment, it includes notions of loyalty, of faithfulness, of maintenance, and to be sure, submission to lawful direction. But honor is both much richer and much more nuanced than simply a military-style obedience to hierarchy. Does that make sense? What I'm going to say. Your children don't honor you by following your order to walk off a cliff. Does that make sense? That's what I'm getting at. Exegetically, from the wider context of the commandment in Deuteronomy, it's clear that the fifth commandment is directed at mature children who are dealing with older parents. It's about loyalty and provision in the land. And this commandment prevents the exploitation and abuse of those who are unable to fully care for themselves. And it ensures that the community has meaning when personal productivity begins to wane. Means your place in the people of God is worth more, I mean, is more important than what you bring home. And because we teach the commandments to school-age children, we tend to assume that the commandment is directed at kids. Do what mommy and daddy tell you to do. Now, all things being equal, in a godly home, and that's a lot of footnotes, that's a reasonable gloss for kids. But it can become very quickly a disaster in an ungodly or an abusive setting. We don't have to open the newspaper very hard to imagine that going very wrong. Now, as we'll see over the weeks to come, the commandment is implicitly two-way. Fathers and mothers must be worth honoring, and children must honor their parents. It goes both ways. Now, I say this because we do not honor our parents by repeating sinful patterns. The other thing we'll learn from the Bible's use of this commandment is that this commandment isn't simply about parents and children. It is about everyone and of all of our various places, stations, and relations, as those in authority, those under authority, and our peers. Short of catechism is very good. Now, when we find ourselves in authority, that is, with charge over people, particularly as parents, then we must perform our duties in such a way that we honor the office we have been given, and that we bear true faith and allegiance to our responsibility to those under our authority. There's a difference between being boss and bossy. And I imagine we've all encountered that in our lives. That's what this commandment is about. When we find ourselves under authority, particularly as children, then we must honor the office of those in authority over us and perform our duties in such a way that we honor our commitments to God and to those in authority over us. Which is another way of saying just because your boss is a jerk doesn't mean you get to get away with bad behavior. That your boss is nasty does not mean you get to break the rest of the commandments. Now, to peers, and as peers, we must have a regard for the dignity and worth of our neighbors as those made in the image of God. And we must give honor to one another and rejoice in each other's gifts and our advancement. And one of the ways we do that as congregations is celebrate graduation. We honor each other's advancement. Well done. The fifth commandment turns, you see, from the first table to the second, from what the authority of God looks like in our lives to what human authority in our lives should look like. It is in this commandment that we begin to learn what it means to love our neighbor, as those in authority, as those under authority, and with peers, which is what we see Jesus doing constantly in the Gospels. He spends a lot of time with this commandment. He chides the Pharisees, you recall, for failing to honor their aged parents. We can't pay the pension we promised because we pledged it to God. And he relativizes all human loyalties who are my mother and father. He relativizes all human loyalties by pointing to our duty to God in discipleship. And that's part of why the household of faith was so important for the apostles. That's why the New Testament, particularly the letters, are so concerned with widows in the midst of the church. Sometimes you see human families fail, which is why it is important for the church to follow Christ's example and to live into love for our neighbor, love that honors God and honors our parents. Now this morning we find ourselves around this table. In coming to the Lord's table, we're coming to a feast that has been set before us to display Christ's grace and to display the Father's love. We also come to this table because our own parents have taught us to cherish the things of God, the reality and the importance of the gospel. Here we taste and see that God is good, and that even now, by the Holy Spirit, we're able to take up the duties of those in authority, those under authority, and as peers. We take up those duties and we honor our parents